The solution is not in removing our idols from Qutub complex but rather in restoring the hallowed position of Sri Ganesha in reconstructed ancient temples that existed in this sacred place. This will depict factual history of our capital. A recent report in the Indian Express of April 7, 2022, titled, Government Body Wants Ganesha Idols Out of Qutub Complex, was sent to me in one of the WhatsApp groups. It came with the pointed question, how come this is happening in your field of work? I was confronted with the same query by my IT media team professionals, who also informed me that Twitter is abuzz and outraged with this move by the government of India. All these persons, and many more, contacting me were well aware of my 2 decades research, work and advocacy for protecting, preserving and showcasing the factual itihasa and heritage legacies of Bharatiya Sabhyata Sanskriti evam itihasa. First, let us realize that it would be the saddest day of our country if the Ganesha idols are removed from Qutub complex by the government of India. It would amount to authorized fratricidal murder of Bharatiya Sabhyata evam Sanskriti, because Sanatan Sanskriti is the creator, custodian and promoter of learning, reverence and worship of knowledge. Ganesha is the symbol of knowledge and wisdom and revered at every place of worship. The Ganesha idols are the historical evidence of the temples of learning here, part of the broken remains from the 27 Nakshatra Vidya Mandirs that were destroyed by invaders. This is a place where the science of astronomy was visually depicted, taught and used for our Kal Gana, for calendars and astrology. This is also the place of Jain temples and the most ancient Vishnugiri Stambh, the iron pillar mentioning one Raja Chandra, who as per our research is linked to Yudhishthira. Removing the remains of ancient temples out of the Qutub complex will not only subvert history but more disturbingly the place will be popularized merely as a place of medieval times, in public memory and over a period of time physical evidence, as has been done with Purana Qila and Safdarjung etc. It is important to note that 1970s onwards, under the National Integration Policy, aggressive efforts were undertaken by the then government to wipe out or remove historical evidences from textbooks and significant monuments like this place of Ganesha idol and 27 Nakshatra Mandir inscription mentioning the destruction of these temples by invaders. However, the antiquity of this area is deeper as revealed in the Sankaskarshana inscription found at Mehroli now at Delhi Museum. Epigraphy evidences of Indraprastha at Mehroli Sankaskarshana, from Mehroli now preserved in the Delhi Museum, Nagri and Sanskrit language, are dated in Vikarama 1204, Magha Su, 7, Friday, 1147 CE January 10th records that the image of Sankarshana Murti was installed by Titura Sahaka, son of Saad and grandson of Sadhu Govinda and belonged to Rohit Anuya. It's quite evident from this popularity of the Krishna cult around the region. Source, Dr. Az Ravishankar, Director, RTED, Epigraphy, ASCII, Goa. Restoring Sri Ganesha. The solution is not in removing our idols from this complex, but rather in restoring the hallowed position of Sri Ganesha in reconstructed ancient temples that existed in this sacred place. This will at once place in proper perspective, this area's historical journey from ancient to modern and also depict factual history of our capital. Sri K.K. Muhammad, former Director of Archaeological Survey of India, ASCII, has done good work in restoring old temples at Bateshwar, Madhya Pradesh. We have the Vastukala, architectural designs and arts, of various temples in this complex, prior to its brutal destruction. Figure 3, Sarban Stone Inscription. While this restoration of ancient temples, and stopping the removal of idols from here is important, it also has to be understood and be known by the government and the public at large. What makes the people infuriated and annoyed at this thoughtless idea of removing the idol that forms the very basis of existential historical evidence, and are the marvelous creations of our ancestors? Time is ripe to bring this in focus, to hammer the point of a visionless idea that hurts and harms the survival of the breathless monumental remains of a rich Sanatan Sanskriti. It must now be told how removing historical evidence has played into the scheme of transforming ancient heritage to medieval monuments of aggression and subversion of a rich cultural legacies. The so far followed objective of ASCII of creating a single period, medieval, monuments, wiping out ancient and even modern history within and around them, is absurd in a country of deep civilization in cultural roots that also witnessed modern colonial architecture. Bharat is not a single culture country. To showcase the real strength of Bharat's Sanskriti and Sabhayata, the least the ASSI should do would be to ensure that all our important monuments under its protection visually showcase the historical journey of various periods, truly an incorrect proportion, witnessed at these points of national importance. It has been grave injustice to our rich wealth of culture and civilization by downplaying, hiding and even removing historical evidences just to showcase medieval monumental history. Epigraphy evidences of ancient Indraprastha at Purana Pandava Kila. A Shiva temple kept in Delhi Archaeological Museum is the inscription of Raja Sohan Lal, dating Samba 1886, in Sanskrit and Nagri language. It records the grant of a feeding horse Satra in the temple of Shiva by Sohan Lal. B. Swastika seal 1st century BCE, found in 1972. Seal excavated in Purana Kila was received from Sri M.C. Joshi, Sa, excavation BR2. In early Brahmi characters, 1st BC and Prakrit language. At the beginning there is a swastika symbol that reads Kabhathaseya. C. Temple inscription Talaki gate, sandstone slab from the 10th step of the semicircular flight, immediately inside to the west or the Talaki gate of Purana Kila. Assigned to Bhoja I, Gurjar Pratihara dynasty, 9th CE, Nagri and Sanskrit language. Semi-construction and also some gift for the offering of Marjana, Lepana, Dipagandha, Pushpa etc. A temple of Gurjar Patihara period. D. Another temple inscription Talaki gate, built in modern flight of steps constructed inside the Talaki gate of the Indrapt fort, Pandavoka Kila. Nagri character and Sanskrit language, of the King Bhojadevia of Gurjar Patihara dynasty. Seems to second the grant by purchase of a house site for the maintenance of a temple. Source, Dr. T.S. Ravishankar, Director, RTED, Epigraphy, ASSI, Goa. Yet after 1970s, when ASSI established its office in the old school building, that was not demolished by the British while removing habitation within Purana Kila in 1913-14, which makes the school building 100 years old and yet was demolished by ASSI in 2018, started the process of transformation of Purana Pandav Kila to Dampna. The site museum does not display the important inscriptions of Raja Bhoja or those mentioning ancient temples that were here. Rather they want to remove the existing Kunti temple within, claiming it is of new construction. So how much new is the renovation of the so-called Humayun tomb nearby? One has to remember that it has always been a tradition for kings and even ordinary Bharti people to renovate old temples and look after their well-being. Two related inscriptions of Safdarjung tomb area kept at Safdarjung Delhi Circle office are also worth mentioning. One relates to a deity and the other to drawings. The transformation of this area into merely a medieval tomb is worth pondering, as its ancient character has been completely wiped out. Thus this outrage and concern of the public has to be understood with reference to context of what has been done to transform important landmarks of history into symbols of medieval subjugation, not only since hundreds of years of destruction, demolition, subversion, camouflaging and denouncement of our landmark places. These places represent and reflect the rich civilization and knowledge of our ancient stalwarts, rishis, kings, and Vishwakarmas. Architects, and craftspersons. We are all aware of the open aggressive mayhem caused in the life and landscape of Bharatiya people and Bharat Mata, from the time of Ghazni onwards. Targets were mainly our centers of learning, worship and historical places. Few can forget the tyranny of the likes of Aurangzeb towards our centers of learning and worship. Vadisha Charchika Devi Temple and Kashi Vishwanath are glaring examples. The aim of Islamization continued, very subtly, even during reign of Akbar and other minor Muslim rulers. Surviving countless such years, gradually the horror of partition happened, which again deprived us of the remains of our highly developed ancient civilization of Mohenjo-daro in Harappa. Most unfortunately, what happened to our important places of Itihasa after partition is a very sad and painful tale worth knowing. Figure 4, Narena Stone Inscription. Let us rewind to the tale of Somnath Temple files moving within the cabinet of the first Prime Minister, from Gadgil, Munshi, Patel to Maulana Azad Nehru and even the lead, freedom fighter, Bapu Mohan Das Karamchand Gandhi. Overcoming strong obstacles and hindrances, Munshi did succeed in getting Somnath restored, but one remark of Education Minister Maulana Azad reverberates till date in the ASSI. When the file of Somnath Mandir recreation reached him, he said let the ruins be maintained by ASSI. So till date, all ancient places of historical importance have either remained in ruins or transformed into the single period history of medieval occupancy, as if no other period of Bharat's history has relevance. Even if an excavated site reveals ancient evidences or relics, it is again covered with mud and buried from public view, and in 99% cases not even the excavated ancient evidence are showcased at the site museum. What makes the people infuriated and annoyed at this thoughtless idea of removing the idol that forms the very basis of existential historical evidence, and are the marvelous creations of our ancestors? Time is ripe to bring this in focus, to hammer the point of a visionless idea that hurts and harms the survival of the breathless monumental remains of a rich Sanatan Sanskriti. Let us take the case of our national identity, capital Indraprastha, which covers New Delhi areas and the prominent Purana Pandav Kila at Mathura Road, Indraprastha. The 1913 gazetted notification mentions Purana Kila Indraputta Mauza, district Indraprastha. A. Ghosh of ASSI notes that during 1913-14 while removing concrete habitation within and outside Purana Kila, within its precincts was found an inscription of Raja Bhoja of Pratihara lineage, ASSI report 1925-26. The former director epigraphy, ASSI Dr. Az Ravishankar, reveals, at our Indraprastha Talks YouTube channel, four ancient inscriptional evidences recovered from within Purana Kila. First relates to a Shiva temple and the inscription is surprisingly preserved in Delhi Archaeological Museum and not in the Purana Kila Site Museum, which also does not display 2013-14 excavated image of Vaikuntha Vishnu, Gaja Lakshmi and miniature Ganesha, besides many ceilings and artifacts of ancient periods found in this fort. Second is a 1st century BCE swastika seal found during excavations by M.C. Joshi's team of ASSI. There are two prominent inscriptions found from the steps at Talaki Gate inside Purana Kila. One refers to a Shiva temple, the other to a purchase of a property and use its income to maintain a temple within Purana Kila. Evidences of ancient Indraprastha at Safdarjung Tomb. Inscription of deity. A slab kept in the office of the Delhi Circle, ASSI at Safdarjung Tomb. Written in Sanskrit language and Siddhamatrika characters of a deity, name lost, by Maharajadhirja Sri Madhava. Chitra Rachna of kings, assignable to the same period refers to the pictures of kings and the drawing of pictures, Chitra Rachama, and mentions the names Bhatta Divakara and Kayastha Sajjana. Source, Dr. T.S. Ravishankar, Director, RTED, Epigraphy, ASSI, Goa. What we see today at Purana Kila, besides Sher Shah Suri's library and Kila Ikona, are the newly restructured walls, the 2018 created Mughal architecture ticket counter at entry, and inside again the 2018 created Red Mughal architecture structure, which in a few years will probably be propagated as something of Humayun. With much advocacy we did influence ASSI to place the two Sultanate period Indraprastha inscriptions at the site museum. One is the Sarban stone Sanskrit inscription, figure 3, and the other is the Narayana stone Sanskrit inscription, figure 4. What we do not see are the excavated swastika of 1st century BCE, the temple-linked inscriptions. Despite several years of advocacy to create an open archaeology park at the excavated site, covered with toughened glass structure, to educate the public about the deep historical roots of Purana Kila, our perseverance seems almost wasted on deaf ears and kangaroo mentality. Figure 5. Purana Kila Archaeology Park. The 1877 revenue records mention this Purana Kila New Delhi area as Pargana Indraprastha, giving its boundary and revenue records. Texts, Taik-i-Firoz Shahi, and inscriptions of Sultana period mention it as Indraprastha. A. Akbari tells us that Humayun came and settled at Indraprastha Kila, and started his dream of creating Dumpna city, which Sher Shah Suri demolished and made his own Shergah. The current medieval structures within Purana Kila have interesting tales too. Why it is important to refer to historical context will be clear when we comprehend the subtle, secular, strategy of how evidences of our history are being deliberately wiped out from geospaces, texts, and transformation undertaken to create fallacious history, and work towards gradually wiping out facts of history from even public memory, especially after partition. Does a nation, revered for long as Vishwaguru, having repository of most ancient knowledge and itihasa, considered as the oldest civilization, deserve this treatment of shocking neglect to the roots of civilization wealth?